Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Good morning once again to Darren Frell.
Mary, I've got some breaking news for you this morning. I know we're all getting excited about the big match tonight, Ireland and France, but the news is that Cora Staunton has called time on her AFL career in Australia. And I have to say, one of the great Irish sports people. And for someone like that to go and reach the very top of two different sports, and I know they're playing with a ball, they're two very different sports, is nothing short of phenomenal. Of course, a Mayo native, Mayo legend. We all know what she did in the Mayo jersey and what she's done for ladies Gaelic football before stepping away then and playing Aussie Rules with the Giants for the last six seasons. And just looking at these stats, in that time she played 50 times for the club. She kicked 55 goals. So she is the second ranked goal kicker of all time, which is incredible. And I think when you take those stats away, her influence on the sport goes way beyond any of those records, to be honest, because she went down there and met her dream of playing professional sport a reality. And I think she's kind of blazed a trail.
Absolutely.
For young women that wasn't a possibility or a career prospect at all a couple of years ago. So she's done so much for the game. And do you know what? She's only 41. I'm going to put her on the spot here. Could we see her back in a Mayo jersey?
And do you remember, she started playing senior football at 13 for Mayo.
Yes, she did.
I was listening to Niamh McLaughlin, the Footballer of the Year last year, another one of the current brigade who's heading to Australia, and a lot of Irish women Gaelic footballers now heading down, because the money is good, the lifestyle is good, and I think they have Cora to thank for, as you said, for blazing that trail for them. A bit like Katie Taylor, she has genuinely set precedence for Irish women.
No,
sport.
Absolutely, and the Giants' loss is our gain here in RTE, because we'll have her on lots over the coming months on radio and television talking Gaelic football, and what a great football mind she is as well. Let's get on to that other little story we have for you this morning, the Republic of Ireland against France. Opening fixture of the European Championships, and I don't think games come much trickier than this one. World Cup finalists, as we know, lost the final to Argentina, and no sign of any World Cup hangover when they beat Netherlands 4-0 on Friday night. Now, Josh Cullen's been speaking to our correspondent Tony Donoghue ahead of the game. Tony started by asking him about that French World Cup run and the final itself.
Yeah, probably one of, if not the greatest game in certainly sort of recent memory for us all. So we know the test we're up against. We've had a really good week preparing. We're really clear in our head about our game plan going into the game, and we're hoping that we can pull off something special tomorrow night.
It is a tough group though, isn't it? I mean, okay, Netherlands were beaten the other night, but Greece had a comfortable enough win against Gibraltar as well.
Yeah, it's a tough group. Of course, there's no getting away from that. But we have to embrace the challenge, one that we're definitely up for. We feel like under the manager, we've had a good 2 years period now preparing and implementing the way we want to play. And yeah, we feel like we're in a really good place as a squad. We can sort of take confidence as a group and as a squad from some of the games we've had against the so-called bigger nations over the last couple of years. We're really relishing the challenge.
When you play opposition this good, is there a fear that it could really go badly wrong?
No, not from our side. I think as players, we take confidence, like I said, from the preparation we've had, not only this week, but over the last 2 years. I think we're really clear in the way we want to play as a team, in and out of possession, and that gives us confidence going into the game. We know France have unbelievable players and are a great team, but all teams have weaknesses, and we've tried to dissect that through the week in our analysis, and yeah, we're confident we can pull something off tomorrow night.
And you can hear more from Josh, that interview with Tony, RTE2 tonight. The big match build-up begins at 7. Lisa Fallon joins us here on the programme this morning. Now, Lisa works as a FIFA high-performance technical director with that technical team, and she got to work at the World Cup. I was very jealous, I have to say. She got to see the French up close and personal. 5 of their 7 matches, including the semi-final and final. So Lisa knows a bit about the French. Lisa, should we be worried tonight?
Morning, Darren. Well, I think there was a lot of truth in the words of Josh Cullen there. You know, Ireland's preparations have obviously been really good. It's been not just a week-long preparation, it's been a 2-year preparation. And I guess this is ultimately the test for this Irish team in this group. And it is a really tough group, but France are an exceptional team. They're a team that plays in different ways, that they're a very pragmatic team. They can adjust their game to play in different ways and play against, you know, and negate the strengths and expose the weaknesses of the teams that they're playing against. And they're such, one of the most eye-catching thing for me was how explosive and fast they are when they counter-attack. France are actually quite comfortable to allow other teams to have the ball and then to counter-attack. And this is what we saw from them during the World Cup. And they did exactly the same against the Netherlands the other night. I think three of the four goals were actually scored from France turning over possession from the Netherlands, trying to build out and counter-attacking with that explosive speed and pace. And then, of course, they've got really ruthless players in the final third that can finish. So, you know, we can't underestimate the quality that they have or the pragmatic approach that they will take, because, you know, they're not a team that is, you know, kind of in the doldrums after losing a World Cup final. We've seen that they're very much a team with intent. But Ireland, you know, are in a good place too. And, you know, this is the opportunity for Ireland to show who they are and what they're about and what all the key learnings have been in the last 2 years.
How do you call it tonight, Lisa?
I really hope that Ireland, you know, take a bit of a pragmatic approach. I think we have to respect the way that France will play. You know, I think Ireland have to be really, really consistent, compact and disciplined in defence and respect the moments that they have to defend. I think, you know, Ireland would be really disappointed with the two goals they conceded against Latvia. And I don't think you can offer up that type of space against a team against France. If a team against Latvia will punish you, a team against, like France certainly will as well. So I think Ireland have got players that they can play, but I think they have to choose the moments, the right moments. But I think first and foremost, a clean sheet for Ireland would be a really, really incredible outcome tonight.
Okay, so best we can hope for is?
I would love to see us getting a really good result tonight, but I still feel that there's a lot of learning and development in the Irish team, but I'm going to be optimistic and hope that we can get a good result with a big Irish crowd roaring them on.
Okay, Lisa, we hope you're right. Thanks for joining us here. Enjoy the game tonight. That's Lisa Fallon there. And we're all living in hope this morning and later on as well. Fingers crossed, toes crossed, everything.
And we are looking forward to seeing Mbappe and Dublin, let's be honest.
It's going to be an amazing, it's the hottest ticket in town. We're all looking forward to it. One other, I should say, live radio coverage on Game On and 2FM. And I mentioned the television coverage already and the player as well. The game is at 7:45. One other piece of football news. Manager Antonio Conte has left Tottenham by mutual consent. We're not at all surprised by that. We cover the Gaelic games in a lot of detail earlier in the programme. But just in summary, Galway beat Kerry to set up a showdown with Mayo in the Allianz League Division 1 final. Donegal and Armagh lost again, both relegated. The story of the day, the sight of Stephen Cluxton on that Dublin bench as they beat Louth to reach the Division 2 decider against Derry. Kilkenny beat Cork to reach the Division 1 hurling final. Cork planned to appeal a red card shown to Owen Downey in that game. Of course, Cork face Waterford in the opening game of the Championship. He would be suspended for that. And finally, Rory McIlroy was beaten in the semi-finals of the WGC match play event in Austin. He was 2-up with 3 to play against Cameron Young, but he lost it on the first extra hole. And despite the drama of that win, he ended up losing the final 6-5 to Sam Burns.